just-learned development the privacy of her own home. As you can see from her after, in quotes, photo, she has certainly achieved a most attractive, full and shapely bust line for her efforts. She's doing those real numbers like that, you know, hunch over and the elbows pushing forward and standing on her head.
Lenny Bruce there from the Berklee concert. We're doing, listening to that. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting that what he was doing there at the end was just riffing, man. He had a magazine. He's reading from a magazine. He's making fun of the Mark Eden used to have these ads in the Sunday magazines. These, you know, ads about increasing the size of your tits. Bust line, you know, if you're a woman. And I, as a kid, you know, as a prepubescent, becoming pubescent, you know, adolescent kid, I would look at those. That was porn for me. That was about as good as it got. And of course, there he was also, you know, reading his court case, too, his court cases. All right. We have Hawaii behind us here. This is the Waimea Canyon. Only thing that fucks this picture up is that, look at that, the waterfall isn't moving. Oh, well.
I hear your voice everywhere. La-ba-ba-bum.
And let's see if we can't get that shadow out of my... The shadow on your face is pretty fortuitous. It blocks out your funky looking face. Now, what I got to do here, yeah, this is what I have to do. All right, so I'm getting a bunch of shit happened. I'm doing some stuff. I'm doing some technical stuff. What the fuck? I don't... What happened was a lot of stuff happened that shouldn't happen here. God damn it. I duplicated the... some songs I didn't want to duplicate. Pissed me the fuck out. No. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm having to... I don't know what I got to do. I'm going to have to find these songs that I duplicated and unduplicate them. Something. I don't know what. God damn. God damn. I never thought... They're different songs or something, I don't know. Fuck me. Why would that be a different time signature? Starstruck. What the fuck? Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. One of my favorite tracks there by 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. I could hold my own. I could actually hold my own in a discussion of hip hop. Some people may think that that's no big thing, and it probably isn't a big thing. But for me, it's huge. You know, that I consider that to be pretty huge. 63 years old, white, and I could sort of hold my own in a discussion of hip-hop. That's what I mean. And most people my age, most guys my age would say, well, who gives a shit, right? But it's like being able to speak a language. You know, it in a way, it's like being... To be able to speak across generational lines is like knowing a language. It's like saying... Well, yeah, well, who gives a shit that you know how to speak Spanish? You know, I'm never going to go to fucking Mexico. I'm not going to Spain. I don't know how to speak. All right. But I can, so I get to go to those places, talk to those people, see those people. Ah, who gives a fuck? What's there? Well, how the fuck do you know, man? You don't speak the language. You don't really know. So while I don't speak Spanish and I don't speak German, I don't speak any of that stuff, I can speak across to a point, not fluently and not endlessly, but to a point I can speak across... certain generational lines about stuff. And even though I would still need to have Allie there to make sure I'm pronouncing shit right. That having been said, you know, you're never going to beat, in terms of idiom and colloquialism, you're never really going to be able to compete with a native speaker. Someone who comes to America, learns to speak English, and learns to speak it fluently, still will never quite be up to the speed of a native-born American or any person in any English, any culture, because you don't quite have... It's like my neighbor, my Hungarian landlord back in the 80s, Mr. Kish, who his name is spelled K-I-S-S. It was pronounced Kiss in America because that's what it looked like. But actually in Hungary, it's pronounced Kitsch. But we come to America and they say Kiss, so what the fuck, you know? And this guy had a pretty foul mouth, having lived in the States for, at that point, 40 years, 30 plus years. Hey, Phil, what do you think of this fucking guy over here, huh? This motherfucker, that fucking guy. So, you know, I would laugh. I'd be telling my friends about my landlord, Mr. Kiss. Say, this cat's funnier than hell, man. I would, like, get home from work at night and he tells me, you know, hey, what the fuck about this guy over here, you know? What you think of that? And what? Let me tell you something, Phil. Because back in the 80s, the Lakers were, you know, Showtime Lakers were all in the news. What you think of these Lakers, huh? Fuck. I've never fucking seen nothing like this before. Fucking amazing. So even though he'd been in the States and he was familiar with American idiom and familiar with American slang and familiar pretty much with the culture, I mean, there's not too much that... It's still, you know, it just isn't quite, you know, it's funny to hear the guy say that, you know. And he was more of a hockey fan anyway. He came from Hungary, so he's all about hockey. Going down to see the Kings to play. Eh? We go see the Kings. I don't know about these Lakers. I don't know about basketball. Go to see the Kings. Kings were pretty good back in the 80s. Yeah. They had a couple of years there when they had Rogie Vachon in goal. And I'm trying to think of when was Rogie Vachon the goalie for the Kings, and was he the same goalie they had? Was it when the Oilers were coming off of an amazing run? Edmonton Oilers had won what? I get them confused, to be honest with you, because there was a football team in Edmonton in the late 70s and early 80s that won like 5 fucking Canadian League championships. And at the same time, the Edmonton Oilers, who had just come in from the World Hockey Association, were now a National Hockey League team, and they had a young kid by the name of Wayne Gretzky, and they were just kicking ass. But then there was also a big run by the New York Islanders. So I'm fucked up a little bit. The Islanders were the early 80s. I'm going to have to take a look and see Stanley Cup. Stanley Club. Let me see. Excuse me, I didn't mean to, but I'm sure you understand. I got a... oh, fuck. I got a fucking sinus headache, man. I take this medicine. All right, took it tonight. Okay, so maybe it'll go away. What do I got? What am I looking for? I'm looking for Stanley Cup. Stanley Chevrolet, 2 blocks south of the Santa Ana Freeway. So the Penguins won the 2016. Ask me, I have no fucking idea. I had no idea. Here we go. Can you see that? Because I sure as shit can't. First Stanley Cup with the Montreal Hockey Club. Very first Stanley Cup winners there. Oh, this is the Challenge Cup era. Now we get into 1893. This is all the Challenge Cup? Yeah. Then you get down here to the... The NHA, NHL versus PCHA, WCHA, WL. Okay. Which would probably be the Western Hockey League. They did a lot of that regional shit then. The Vancouver Millionaires. Look at that. The Montreal Canadiens. They were coached by Nuzi Lelon, who was also a playing coach. Pete Muldoon, the Seattle Metropolitans, huh? How about that, huh? Toronto Arenas. Well, there's a interesting name. The Toronto St. Pats. Now come the NHL champions. So these are all the teams, the different leagues that held onto the Stanley Cup. All right. Now, what was I looking for? Oh, yeah, 80s. Here we go, 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 here we fucking go. All right, so from 76, Jesus Christ, 1, 2, 3, 4 for the Montreal Canadiens. Now came the New York Islander era, yes. Then that was 80, 81, 82, 83. What a great team. That New York Islander team was amazing, man. 1, 2, 3, 4 straight Stanley Cups. 4 straight coming off of the Montreal Canadiens. There's the Flyers had 2. And Canadiens won 3 of 5. They won 4 of 7 between 71 and 77. 4 Stanley Cups. That's a badass team. Scotty Bowman was their head coach. So, but now we get into the area I was talking about. This is the New York Islanders. Al Arbor, Bob Nystrom, Mike Bossy. Jesus Christ. You know the name Mike Bossy, right? And who was their goalie? Who was the fucking goalie for the, God damn it, Smith? He was a tough-looking dude. All the goalies are tough. Now comes the 80s, and here are the Oilers. 84, 85. They lose in 86, and then 87, 88. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 of 5. Okay. And then 5 of 7. They win in 90. The Edmonton Oilers. So they just beat the shit. And the Oilers had Glenn Sather for all those years, except John Muckler here in 1990 when they beat Boston. Let me see what these teams. There's Wayne Gretzky. There's Jari Kurri. Fuck, there's a name from the past. There's Paul Coffey. There's Ken Linsman. Man, these names start to. Bobby. Is that the name that I was looking for? No, Bobby Smith. No. Okay. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That is really, really, that brings some memories up, man. It does. There's Mark Messier with the Rangers, but he was an Oiler. So there you go. I don't know why the hell did I think the Oilers dominated in the early part of the, but they, Edmonton under Glenn Sather was a badass team. So that was 84, 85. They beat the Islanders. They beat the Flyers. They missed the play. They missed the Stanley Cup. Then 87, they beat the Flyers. 88, they beat the Bruins. They missed in 89. Then in 90, they beat the Bruins again. God damn. God damn. This was a badass series here. Colorado, Florida pissed me off. Wasn't a badass series. It was a great season for the Panthers. I'd say the series sucked. The series sucked, but it was a interesting time. So now we get to the modern era, and there's the Kings when they beat the Rangers. Blackhawks, Penguins. Jesus Christ. Larry Robinson. There's a guy. Larry Robinson played for Montreal, I think. Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars were hated up in Minnesota for the obvious reason that they had moved to Dallas in the 93 season or the 94 season from Minnesota. They were the Minnesota North Stars. They moved down to and I just happened, when I went to Minneapolis to work for WCCO was the last year the North Stars played, and that was I got to Minneapolis in, you know what, April of 93. That was their last season in Minnesota. Christ, they hated that fucking Norm Green with a passion. Hated his guts. Guy's got a right to, you know, earn money with his team, I guess. I don't know how it's done. How the fuck? I will tell you this, and it's like, it's the reason why I really like, one of the reasons why I enjoy English League soccer, Premier League soccer, because the fans really matter. And the fans have power. You don't dare piss the fucking fans off in UK, in England, in English Premier League. You don't dare. No, no, no. You don't piss them off, man. You don't make a move without consulting with them. They have fan unions. I mean, seriously, man, they have a lot of fucking juice. How they got it, whether it represents real leverage or it's just tradition, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to get more educated on it. But I think it's just, it most probably is just the, and plus, it's not a franchise system in Premier League. Here in the States, we have franchises, meaning the company is the National Hockey League, let's say. But the franchisee is the individual team owner. And you are a member of that, you know, you're a franchisee associated with that corporation only insofar as you follow certain rules and regulations. Now, in English Premier League football, you own that goddamn team. And if you want to play for the championship of English football and be a member of the Football Association, the FA, then you can play and compete in certain leagues, in a league structure. The league itself is not for profit, I don't think. There's no shared revenue. Well, there is in the Premier League, there is. But it's entirely different. And what that means is that's how you have relegation. That because no American sports owner would put up with a thing called relegation. It's automatic. You're going to fuck me out of my money. You'd be throwing me down to a lower division. I'm going to lose money. Why would I sign up for that shit? Well, it's because American sports evolved along different lines. American sports evolved along the line of the franchise, meaning here's our company. It's called Major League Baseball. Do you want to buy a franchise? It'll cost you $5. Okay, fine, boom. I have a football team in England, and it's called the Phil Hendry, you know, Giants. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I want to play in the Premier League. Okay, here's your schedule, and good luck. And the only thing we guarantee is if you make it to a certain level, then you get to go up to a higher level. You can compete with these guys up here. Oh, okay. And you keep on going. Once you get to the Premier League, which was formed in 1992, there's a whole revenue sharing thing going on there. There's all kinds of fucking money. It's amazing. There's actually four levels of professional football in England. Professional world football, i.e. soccer. Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two. These are all solidly professional leagues. Contracts, money, bang. There's a loan, what they call a loan out system, transfers, what we call trading, and so on. Below that, I think it begins to get into semi-professional, and it's not a part of the FA. It's not part of the Football Association. However, or it's not part of, I don't know what, the Football League, the league, that's what it is. The Football Association is much bigger. Any goddamn team can play in the Football Association. Any goddamn team can play for the FA Cup. Any goddamn team can do any goddamn thing it wants to do. But you take your chances. So if you suck, you get your ass relegated. You're going to complain to somebody and say, I'm going to lose money. Gee, that you should have thought of that before you started owning a football team. We don't give a fuck you're losing money, man. Because there's a team that just climbed over top of you up into the higher division. They're going to make money. Doesn't matter to us. They can do that because they're not franchises of a larger entity. They're teams playing in a league. Like a bowling league on Wednesday night. The fucking league doesn't have any fiduciary interest, no controlling interest in your team. You just have a team. We want to play. Okay, here's your league. You can play in that league. Thank you. Okay, okay. Bye. Have a nice time. You thanks. Oh, you suck? Yeah, I guess you're going to have to play in a women's league now. Well, I mean, tough shit. It's a little bit more, you're more vested, and you're also, you have less control when you're in a franchise system. All right. All of that bullshit I have just spent. What the hell? Okay. I have got a lot of weird shit I got to do here, man. Excuse me.
Recalling the time I used to hold you.
All right, Crystal Pepsi's back. It's 1992 all over again. Isn't that something? Who cares? I'm kidding.
I kid because I love.
Echoes of love.
This genius created a DIY do-it-yourself pool filled with Coca-Cola and Mentos. Okay. I mean, all right. Like, that's hard to do? Can you imagine that? This is actually, you can't be serious. You're not really that hard up for news, are you? Who fucking cares, man? I might not quite get it, you know? Which... absolutely possible. Hey, by the way, I don't want to put anybody down. I honestly don't. I don't understand the Hollywood Walk of Fame thing anymore. The Hollywood stars. Elvis Duran just got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, Elvis is a longtime radio veteran, and as a matter of fact, I believe he's managed or represented by my former agent. And nice guy and great and a hard. How does he? He's a New York radio personality. I don't think there's one person in L.A. that really ever heard the guy. I mean, how did he fucking get a star on the Walk of Fame? Unless he did TV or something. That's my only question. I know that the Walk of Fame has been slammed in the past as a deal where you. It only costs $3,000. I've heard people say that, and I don't quite buy that. I mean, I think you have to have. What is this? I think you got to do more than just that. I think you have to be nominated, have a lot of people love your ass, this, that, and something else. You know, I don't think it's just pay the man and suddenly you got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But having said all that. And I remember back in the days when it was this cat named Johnny Grant. Johnny Grant used to do a TV show. I don't know where the hell Johnny Grant was, like on Channel 11 or something. He had a TV show. And then Johnny Grant became the chairman of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. He was a real man about town, Hollywood, you know. And Hollywood is not a city. Hollywood's a district of the city of Los Angeles. It's just... it's a division. What is Hollywood? It's a police division, is what it is. There's no other. I don't believe there's any other representative entity, unless there's a Hollywood district in terms of the city. You know, like the Hollywood City Councilman. A city councilman representing that. But I think that's probably known more as like Northwest LA or some shit. I don't fucking know. But. I do know there's a Hollywood division of the LAPD. And by the way, I found out, not that anybody would be interested. I'm interested in this, though. The reason why West Hollywood became a area of LA County friendly to gay people and eventually was settled extensively by gay people is because, to be perfectly honest with you, the county of Los Angeles was more either tolerant or didn't have the law enforcement capability to keep hassling gay people. They had a whole lot of other shit. And you're asking, well, what has the county got to do with it? West Hollywood was an unincorporated part of LA County back in the 40s, 50s, on up into... recently, when West Hollywood became a city, and West Hollywood is a city now. It was not a city back in the 80s and 90s. It became a city in the 90s, I think. It was an unincorporated part of the county. It was called West Hollywood, but it was not part of LA City. And it was not a city at all. It was in the county. And so it was L.A. County Sheriff. And so what happened was the following thing. Gay people, whether they're gay men or lesbians, were hanging out in L.A. They were at their bars. They were at their clubs. They were doing their thing. And they were consistently and constantly getting run around and run out of the town by the Los Angeles police. And the closest place to go was, that was not L.A. City, the next area over was West Hollywood, L.A. County. So they'd start going over there and hanging out there and opening clubs there and opening bars there, opening restaurants there, moving there, you know, having... And the county was not near as interested in fucking with them as L.A. City police were, for whatever reasons. I don't believe it's because the milk of human kindness ran to the L.A. County Sheriff in those days. I don't fucking buy that. That's for goddamn sure. And I don't think it had anything to do with the voters being all that. I think just nobody paid any attention to them. I think it was a part of L.A. County that was seen as, maybe that was just the weirdo section. You know, let them stay there. We got a whole lot of other shit we got to do. It's a big fucking county. L.A. County's huge in comparison to a lot of counties. It's relatively small when you compare it to San Bernardino or Riverside, but it's a big goddamn piece of real estate. So the L.A. County Sheriff probably had too much to do. Whereas L.A. City, the city cops, their job was to, you know, control everything. And as it turned out, gay people benefited from that, went into West Hollywood, L.A. County, and LAPD couldn't touch them because that's not the city. And we have West Hollywood today, and it's now a city. Okay, I see what I'm doing wrong. All right, good. Bing. Well, I'll tell you, we are in trouble, man. I gotta fucking sign up for that goddamn thing, man. Okay. Oh, fuck. There I am from Drunk History. Oh, there I am at the Improv, and that's the Improv in Hollywood. But that's not the lab. That's the big room. Okay. Nestle discovers water in the Arizona desert and bottles it. Drought, water, the pure distance provoked understandable content. Sandlers came up with one of the top use. Phoenix groundwater use. Why Phoenix? Oh, motherfucker. God damn it. I got to get that fucking blue apron figured out, man. California side November. Crystal Pepsi is back.
I hear your voice.
What am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. What if I just ad-lib the show today? I have no idea what I'm doing. Just ad-lib the show. And I mean in terms of what I'm going to do. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Well, I started to look into it, Mr. Henry, if you could survive getting sucked from an aircraft. Okay. And I thought it would be an interesting thing to look at.
What do you mean, Artsy?
What do I mean? I mean, if you could get if you got sucked free.
What does that mean, if you got sucked free? All right. God damn it. Wait. Excuse me. Wait. Okay, Artsy calls. Then, what times a man.
32. Boop, boop, boop.
Making me look back over my shoulder. Hey, man. Okay. All right.
Recalling the time.
This is so fucking sick. TV reporters charged with child abuse after infant tested positive for cocaine. God, that makes me sick to my motherfucking stomach. Two fucking douchebags like you never would have fucking believed. I didn't want to get into it. It's going to bum me out and piss me off. I don't want to even fucking do it. Hergen. Unreal. Maybe we could just do an RC Collins special. Caitlyn Jenner shit worked out pretty good yesterday. I already did that. They do Ted Bell. And then, God, that is really sick. I think Jay Santos filled his pool with Coca-Cola and Mentos. All right, man. I'm ready to go. Testing 1, 2. I'm ready to go, man. Woo! What the fuck is this, man? All right, here we go. How much time we got, man? All right, we'll do it.